Welcome to the You Can Be Organized with Erin podcast. I'm Erin, professional organizer and director of A Busy Family. We're going to be sharing short episodes each week to help you get organized. We'll dive into all things organizing as well as have guest interviews with other leaders in the industry. So pull up a seat and let's dive into the good stuff. Welcome back. Erin Morrow here, professional organizer with Get Organized with Erin. And today we are going to talk a little bit about benefits of being organized, definitions of organized, and why it can look so different to so many different people. So I want to start with the Google Wikipedia definition here of being organized. And it says the term organized typically refers to the state of being arranged or structured in a systematic and efficient manner. It implies that items, tasks, or information are well ordered, making them easy to access, locate, and manage. In a broader sense, then, what it's saying is that being organized involves establishing and maintaining orderliness, whether it's physical spaces, schedules, workflows, digital environments, anywhere that you need to have systems or routines in place in order for them to function properly. It involves creating order out of chaos. Being organized is going to manifest in various aspects of life. It often entails different aspects, and these aspects include structuring, which is the organizing of items or information according to logical categories and criteria. So depending on what your rules are that you put in place for your systems is how you're going to structure your organizing system. Prioritizing, identifying and focusing on tasks or goals that are based on their importance and urgency. Pretty straightforward. You know, you want to be working on the stuff that's higher priority, but you don't always want to have everything at a high priority level because then you're always going to be stressed. So we're going to get into the prioritizing and time management in a later episode. Another aspect is the decluttering, obviously removing any unnecessary items or distractions to streamline the processes and improve your clarity. Because if there's too much going around and too many distractions, you are not going to be able to focus and be productive. Another element here is creating systems. We've talked about these systems can be physical systems. They can be establishing routines, establishing workflows, or systems to streamline your tasks and ensure consistency. Another element is time management, allocating your time effectively to accomplish tasks and meet deadlines, maintaining, regularly reviewing and updating your organizational systems to adapt to changing needs. When I go into someone's home and I set up systems, especially if it's the home of a busy family and they have younger children, as the kids grow, as activities change, the needs are going to change. The needs for that space, the needs for that family, it's all going to change. And you're not going to know this. Well, no, you're going to know this because the systems start to fail. And so therefore, you're going to have to review what you are doing, why isn't it working anymore, and update that system so that it does work again. You may have to tweak it to change from baseball season to hockey season if you've got kids or a partner that is into sports. It's looking at adapting to our changing needs. We change constantly, and so therefore, our environments are going to also change. We can keep the same basic structure of our systems, but they may need updating from time to time, and that's not unusual. So don't feel like it's a failure if your system needs changing every year, every couple of years, every 6 months. It happens, it's okay. We evolve, our systems have to evolve with us. So being organized doesn't necessarily mean being rigid or inflexible. Rather, it's about finding those methods and systems that work well for you and allow you to manage your responsibilities and your tasks efficiently. It's a skill that can be learned and improved. Like I said, we got to maintain it, we got to review it, so we can improve on it even over time. And it often leads to overall better performance in various aspects of our life. Now let's talk about some of the benefits of being organized. There are so many benefits, but due to our time, I want to just focus on five of them for today. So here are the five that we are going to focus on today. First one is increased productivity. So organized individuals tend to accomplish their task. They tend to reach their goals. They have a plan. They prioritize what's important. They have streamlined their systems, whether it's an email system, a workflow, or getting out the door on time every morning with a family of five or six. They can focus their time and energy onto what matters most, leading to their higher productivity levels. That was increased productivity as one of our benefits. Another benefit that we want to look at is the reduced stress. And I've touched on it before, and we will touch on it again, but the clutter and chaos around us can contribute to the feelings of overwhelm and stress. Even on our digital devices, you know, if we've got open files and thousands of pictures and you open up your computer and there's just all these files on your desktop, it can be overwhelming. And right away that elevates our stress. So when things are organized, there's less mental clutter, there's less physical clutter, there's less visual clutter when we're dealing with digital stuff. And it makes it easier for us, again, to stay focused and calm, because we don't have that turmoil of the chaos around us. And knowing where things are and having that structured approach to tasks will also reduce your stress levels, because you don't necessarily have to think about every step as you start doing it. It becomes a habit. You don't stress about, oh my God, what do I do next? You know, you have that space to breathe and just put yourself on automatic and just do the tasks and not have to think about it, opening up space in your mind for new ideas to come in. So that was reducing stress. Let's look at how being organized can improve time management. People who are organized, they are those people that normally show up fully prepared, on time, bright smiles and coffee for everybody around. And what are they doing? I'm going to use a dance parent. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say dance moms, because that is me. And when we go to a competition, there's stress. As dance parent, you are the one that is up early to get yourself ready so that then you can get your child ready to be on stage and hit their call time. You're the one who's responsible for making sure the costumes are there, the shoes are there, the makeup is there. There's so much to think about. And when you show up at a competition, dance parent shows up various states of stress and put togetherness. There's a word for us, put togetherness. Because you will have the moms or dads, and they show up and they are in their yoga pants, a big sweatshirt, the hair is low maintenance, there's no makeup, and they are running around saying, has anyone got a safety pin? Who's got glitter? Who's got body glue? Because they didn't have a plan to get out the door on time. Then at the other end of that spectrum, you have the mom that shows up in, you know, a fully put together outfit for herself. Her hair is done. Her makeup is done. She's the one that is saying, here, I have the safety pins. I have the body glue. I have the glitter. I have the makeup. She has everything. She is so pulled together that the other moms just look at her with envy. And it's because these people, and put that into any situation that you are going into, they have planned their task. They have scheduled those tasks effectively so that they can allocate the appropriate time. They can avoid procrastination, and they are going to meet their deadlines more consistently. And this leads to a greater sense of control over one's time and reduces the likelihood of feeling overwhelmed by competing priorities. So by being organized, we can improve our time management. The next one we're going to look at is enhanced efficiency. And that's just when systems and workflows are streamlined processes, you just tweak them here and there to make them even more efficient. Because as you get into a habit and all of a sudden you realize, hey, I can combine A and B together, or it doesn't take me as long to do all these tasks now that they're being done on a regular basis, opening up more time. So by eliminating the redundancies and minimizing the wasted time, you're optimizing your resources, and you can accomplish more with less time. So this efficiency extends to various areas, including your work, your home, and your personal life. So that was enhanced efficiency. And the final one we're going to look at today for this episode is greater clarity and focus. Organizing promotes a clarity of thought and focus. When things are organized, you know, we've talked about it before, that it's easier to focus because you're not looking at the pile of laundry in the corner of the room that's saying, hey, hello, I'm here, do me, while you're trying to do a Zoom meeting and you're not focused on the Zoom meeting because you're feeling guilty about that load of laundry. It's easier to have mental clarity and the concentration without that distraction. And it doesn't have to be laundry. It could be the pile of kids' toys. It could be the dishes piled up in the sink. Whatever your clutter is, or whatever the chaos around you is, by dealing with it, you are going to be able to enable yourself to be more clear on your decisions, to solve problems more effectively, and to achieve those goals that you've set with greater precision and in less time. So that was greater clarity and focus as one of the benefits of being organized. Overall, to sum those five benefits up, being organized contributes to a sense of control, efficiency, and well-being, enabling individuals to navigate their challenges throughout life more effectively and achieve their desired outcomes. Now let's go into a specific area and talk about, what does an organized home look like? Because to everybody, it is going to look different based on your definition of being organized and how you need to be organized to be your most efficient self. So one of the key features that an organized home will have is clear surfaces. They're going to have clear countertops and tables and coffee tables, and shelves are going to be all beautiful without piles of stuff on them. So the clear surfaces is a good indication of a organized home. There's orderliness and efficient use of space. Another key feature of an organized home is they have minimal clutter. So along with those clear surfaces, that means that they probably don't have a spot that they just have a pile of random paper on every surface. There's very little clutter. Items that are visible are items that have a purpose. Sometimes it can be just a decorative purpose. That's fine. But most of the time, there is a purpose to the items that you see. They usually only have possessions that are useful, meaningful, or aesthetically pleasing. They have functional storage solutions. The home is equipped with adequate storage solutions, such as shelves and cabinets and bins and baskets and containers and boxes and lions and tigers and bears, oh my. But what it has is it has a system, and it has a solution for where to put things back where they belong. And they don't have the clutter because they have the functional storage solutions. Sometimes they're right out in the open. Other times they're not. Other times they're behind the cupboard door. They're in the closets, and you're not necessarily going to see them when you visit these homes, but they are there. Labels. An organized home is more than likely going to have something labeled, whether it's in the pantry and they've labeled the pastas, they've labeled the cereals because they're decanted into beautiful containers. I know in our house, my daughter has labeled her shelves so that she knows where the shirts go, where the pants go, where the shorts and so on, so that she knows to get into the habit of putting things away. They have a designated space, and labels will help you get there. Another key feature of an organized home is their furniture arrangement. Now, this might not be obvious, but their furniture is arranged in a way that maximizes their space. It takes into consideration how people move around the space, how the space is used, and quite often the furniture is also multifunctional. So you have a couch that turns into a bed. You may have a dresser that opens up into a bed. It's a Murphy bed. Or a bookshelf that turns around and drops down to a desk. They have some really cool multi-purpose furniture out there now. But in an organized home, you're going to see an efficient furniture arrangement and multi-purpose furniture. Organized homes are cleaned and maintained regularly, so an organized home is not likely to have a water stain on the ceiling or a hole in a wall or light bulbs that have burnt out. And they are on top of those maintenance. Their furnace filters get changed because they probably have a schedule of maintenance. So it might pop up on their calendar to water the plants or pop up on their calendar to change the filter or check the batteries in the smoke detectors. And they have those tasks scheduled and they come up on the calendar to remind them. So they're doing them because it's in their face and they have those cleaning and maintenance routines done. Another indication is, you know, more on the decorative things. They are pulled together. Their items go together. Things are intentionally chosen and arranged to enhance their aesthetic appeal. And that is often, again, an indication of an organized home. Their entryways are not cluttered with shoes and boots and coats and hats and mitts and school bags and purses and shopping bags and so on and so forth. Things come in the door and they get put away. If they stay by the door, they have an organizing system by the door in order to put things away as they come in. They also have functional kitchens and pantries. Everything has a space in those rooms. They can easily find what they're looking for. The bedrooms and closets, again, are also quite tidy and everything has a home. So an organized home is where everything has a designated place and clutter is minimized. It's where the systems are in place to maintain that orderliness and they're followed. It's going to take time. This organized home did not happen overnight. They had to have the time to find the right system and then the time to create the routine and habits to maintain it. Organized homes are also normally a very welcoming and peaceful environment where residents and guests alike are encouraged to relax and thrive. So let's look at organizing in our life. And what does that look like? What does it look like to have an organized life? And generally, this is characterized by having balance and purposeful direction. Some of the key aspects of an organized life are having clear goals and priorities. So people with organized lives have those goals set out. They have their actions set out. They know what decisions need to be made. They want to achieve so many goals in all various aspects of their life, whether it's career, relationships, health, or personal development. They have goals, they have priorities, and they are always working towards those. And as they achieve those goals they set new goals so they can continue to grow. Another one is they are the time management gurus. They are the ones that are showing up on time and prepared for everything. So they don't just look pulled together, but are normally they are pulled together as well. And so they know how to allocate their tasks and time to the priorities. They will have a planner, they'll have a calendar, they'll have to-do lists all over the place, and they'll actually use them. And they will follow those. And that is important in order to be effective at your time management. Another element that they have is structured routine. You know, they get up at the same time every day. They wash their sheets on the same time every day. They water their plants on the same time every day. They go to the gym at the same time on the same days every week. They have established habits. They have established routines and there's a structure to their week. And that is what helps them stay organized because there is a system in place. They don't have to overthink, okay, it's Monday. That means that today I'm going to the gym at 6 a.m. and at 8 p.m. tonight when I get home from work, I'm going to do a half hour meditation. Or, okay, it's Tuesday night and I have to have dinner ready at 5 o'clock because we have baseball and gymnastics at 6 o'clock and we have to get the kids there. They have to have those structured routines in place so that they can handle all the things that life throws at us. Organized life also has a healthy work-life balance. So they're balancing their work, their family, their social life, and their personal pursuits. And they have a well-rounded and fulfilling life. They are generally happy. They are working towards something bigger, and they prioritize their time for relaxation and recreational activities. They like to spend time with loved ones, and that is also a part of one of their priorities. Most organized lives have a financial stability to it. And it doesn't have to be a huge financial success, because success, again, like organizing, looks different to everybody. But they have a peace of mind and a sense of security in their financial life. So they know what comes in. They probably have a budget so that they can manage where the money is coming in, where it's going. And it takes that stress off because they're being responsible with their money. They have a plan with their money. They have goals for their money, and they are working towards that. Another indication of an organized life is the physical and mental well-being. So taking care of your mental and physical health is a priority for organized individuals. These individuals know that they have to fill their own cup so that they can fill the cups of others that rely upon them. So they make the time in their schedule, going back to having that balance, going back to having that time management skill. They prioritize their eating, they prioritize their workouts, they prioritize their mental health, and so on. They have a clutter-free environment. We just talked about that with organized home, what some of the clutter-free environments will look like. That also helps contribute to a organized life. Organized life are continuously growing and learning. And like I've mentioned, they're setting those goals, they're achieving goals and setting new ones. They are good communicators and good at relationships because they make them a priority. They have put that out on their timeline to reach out to friends on specific days, to check in with family members, to write their Christmas cards, to send a quick email to check in on a high school friend. They make that a priority as well because they have the time, because the rest of their life is organized. They have a pattern and that structured routine. They are also fairly resilient to things changing, right? Because they have those routines. So if they're all of a sudden in a pandemic, yes, at first it may not seem like they are on top of things. A change to the routine can sometimes be hard for people to adjust to, but not for everyone. Organized people, organized lives normally have contingency plans in place. So, hey, the world shuts down suddenly, but that's okay because I have a stocked pantry. That's okay because I can change my workout at the gym to something I can do at home. They have that adaptability and resilience to change. Might not be noticeable right away, but they normally can make things work without too many negative setbacks and uncertainties, and they do it. It looks very easy for them to make adjustments. So to sum up an organized life, it's one that is intentional, balanced, and purpose-driven, where the individuals strive for personal fulfillment, success, and well-being in all areas of their life. Let's look at some different types of organizing. Organizing can take many forms and be applied to many aspects of our life. And so let's quickly touch on some of the different types of organizing. I don't want to spend too much time on each of these due to the fact that some of them we will be going into depth over the course of time, and I don't want to have too much repetitive information for you. So let's start with the obvious physical organization. This can be in your home, your office, your storage unit, organizing an event, organizing a store, or what have you. And it's the organizing of your physical spaces. It's the coordinating of events. It's the arranging of the workspace. It's making sure you can find what you are looking for when you are looking for it. Your physical organization when we're dealing with the home is making sure your closets and the kitchens and the rooms and living areas, those are the physical home organizing. In an office, you're looking at your desk, your files, your books, maybe if you have a waiting area or a stock room, making sure those areas are organized. storage, if you have things in storage, if you have a basement that you use or a garage that's used as a storage area, things are going into those. There's a system. There is a way for you to find things. Event organizing isn't so much the physical stuff, but sometimes you're gathering physical stuff like the contracts and the deposits and the contacts and, you know, the decorations and all those things. So having event organizing, you got the schedules, there's all sorts of physical stuff that has to go into organizing an event. Another type of organizing, we've talked about time management, and that's your task organizing. So managing your to-do lists, managing your goals, prioritizing the steps and the tasks that have to be done. You have schedule organization, so that's your planning, you're using your planner, using your calendar to set up your activities, your appointments, make the most out of your time. Routine organizing is, I use it more for the household and workplace. So I know that at home, we wash our sheets on Saturdays. I know that the garbage goes out on Tuesdays. You know, there's those routines that are a daily or a weekly or a monthly routine that you do, and you have to have that organized so that you're not, for example, taking the garbage out on the wrong day. And in your workplace, you know, if you are a entrepreneur or run a business, then what day is your money day? What day is your admin day? What day is your client day? What day is your promotion day? You know, you have to set up routines so that things flow smoothly and so that things don't get missed or forgotten. Because we're on the workplace, let's look at digital organizing. So digital organizing can be your files, your documents and all the data on your computers, your smartphones, your iCloud storage. You want to make sure things are easy to find. You don't want to spend hours looking for a file somewhere. You want to have file systems set in place. Same with your email. You want to have a system that your email doesn't get up to 5,000 or 6,000 emails in it, because that's an overwhelming number to deal with. So you want to make sure you're scheduling time to deal with emails regularly, whether it's filing them in a separate folder or deleting redundancy, deleting old messages and spam. Information organizing is another one. If you are taking a course, how are you organizing the information that you are taking in? How are you organizing the data if you're researching a project? So you need to have systems for information organizing. Financial organizing, you know, making your budget, having your financial documents ready and accessible come tax time. These are things that you have to have organized, because you're going to be called upon to produce these documents. If at work you need to do project organizing, so you are in charge, you're a project lead, or you're part of a team, and you need to be organized to make sure that things and goals and deadlines are being set. So that's project organizing. Social organizing is another type, and that's where you are managing social engagements, events, and gatherings to maintain connections with friends, family, and other social groups. You have network organizing. So if you're out networking for business or for growth opportunities, you need to cultivate and put time in and have a plan to work your networking. And self-organize, that's things like your self-care and your goal organizing. You want to have those steps. You want to create those habits. So write it out and prioritize them with a plan and organize your self-care so that you don't be overwhelmed. You don't feel like you've let yourself down because you didn't do that Pilates class. You didn't eat a home-cooked meal because you were so stressed out with the rest of your day, you went and grabbed a fast food takeout. So to wrap up, we had different types of organizing. So we had goal organizing, self-care organizing, social organizing. We had project organizing. We had financial organizing, information organizing, digital organizing, time management, and of course, the physical organizing itself. So it's been an information overload this episode, and I hope that you go back and listen again and see which types of organizing you want, which ones are already in your life, and how you can evaluate them and improve upon them. And as always, if you have topics you want me to talk about on the You Can Be Organized podcast, feel free to shoot me an email or a message, and we will see what we can do. And that being said, I'm going to take a breather. I'm going to go and do some time management and plan out the rest of my week. And I hope you guys have a great week too. So until next week, this is Erin signing out. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Can Be Organized with Erin. I would love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear in upcoming episodes. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share with others who are on an organizing journey. For now, this is Erin signing off. And until next time, remember, you can be organized.